As Washington's legislature struggles with how to pay for the state's schools, teachers are trying to figure out how to give all kids the same opportunities. Pedro Noguera is a UCLA professor and an expert on urban education. He spoke about inequality in education at the University of Washington last night. He also talked with KUOW's race and equity reporter Patricia Murphy about what Seattle area schools are doing right.
What I found, and I've had an opportunity to visit several districts in the area over the last few years and to work closely with some of the school districts, is that particularly in the inner ring suburbs, even more so than Seattle itself, where poverty rates have increased and where the population become much, much more diverse, there's a real focus on trying to strike a balance between providing the social supports kids need, things like health and food and after-school support, and addressing their academic needs.
What makes this holistic approach to education, this wraparound service approach to education, so important for racial equity in schools?
Well, especially in a place like Washington, it tends to be the case that children of color are disproportionately poor. Now, I want to point out there are lots of poor white kids, too. So I don't want to at all suggest that there aren't needs in the white communities. There are. But what we're seeing in Seattle particularly is that people of color have been pushed out of the city as the housing prices have risen, forcing them to move into these inner ring suburbs. And simply put, you can't hungry kids don't do well in school. And we have kids out there who don't eat regularly, who don't have stable homes, who don't get to see a dentist when they need to or need eyeglasses in order to read. If you ignore those basic needs, kids don't do so well academically.
Do we do that enough here in Seattle? Where do you see examples of that happening or not happening?
We've always done that for wealthy kids. We've always recognized the need to stimulate and challenge wealthy kids. And we're more likely to do it with kids we think have advanced potential. But in this country especially, we confuse being privileged with being gifted, right? A lot of the kids that we call gifted, their gift was primarily that their parents could teach them at home before they got to school. And they get lots of support from their families, which is a wonderful thing. But there are a lot of kids out there that have gifts that haven't been developed. Because they haven't been challenged, they haven't been stipulated, their parents are working too hard, or their parents don't have much education themselves. And for those kids, they need to have those talents and gifts cultivated. And that doesn't happen often enough.
And whose responsibility is that? How do we bring that to all children?
Well, it's the responsibility of the schools, but I would say the schools need support from their communities. Why should we think that schools can solve these problems by themselves? Many schools are grappling with huge social problems related to poverty, the fact that many kids are coming from homes where the parents are just struggling to get by. That's when communities need to step in to provide the support that families can't provide.
Where are we doing it right in Seattle, and what is a common thread between the schools that are doing it right?
You know, there are pockets all over the city and all over the region where you see it doing right. Tukwila is a place that often comes up as a place where the supports are there in the schools, and now the schools are able to focus much more on teaching and learning. I know that there are schools here in Seattle, like Garfield and Franklin, where parents feel as though their kids are getting a good education. So I don't want to suggest at all that it's a completely bleak atmosphere. The kids will tell you right now. Ask the kids, where are you challenged? Where are the classrooms where you feel like coming back for more? Right? They'll tell us where that's going on. They'll also tell us where it's not happening.
Pedro Noguera is a professor at UCLA. He spoke with Patricia Murphy as part of KUOW's team that's looking at how racial inequity shapes the Seattle region.